That was the Little Fisherman Orchestra with Edelweiss. We now hand you back over to Randy and Don over at the Region 15C Tournament Baseball Action. How's it going, guys?
Thank you, Scott. We're back at Richmond Royals Baseball Park as we are in the top of the eighth inning. It's Spring Hill leading New Munich 6-1, Don, and we have just about have this field back into playing condition, right?
Yes, we do. It's about an hour and a half. It'll be by the time we resume play here, and we will be in the top of the eighth. Field looks really pretty nice again after all the rain. And I don't think we got just a heck of a lot of rain.
No.
Probably
no.
A tenth of an inch, but it was more than the field could handle for that little bit. So I think we're going to be able to go here in about 5 minutes probably, huh?
Yep, five or so minutes. It looks like both teams have their pitchers warming up. Ty Reller, who came in relief of Jim Toole, he's warming up down the sideline. And it looks like Spring Hill probably is going to do a pitching change here. Jordan Welly, who was playing first, was warming up with Nathan Terrace in the bullpen.
I've seen that, and I've seen Anthony Reverman kind of trying to keep himself loose down here, but, you know, hour and a half. That's quite a delay here for any pitcher.
It is, so. Yeah. And Anthony had pitched seven full innings, given up just the three hits so far. So he's had a great outing for the Chargers here this afternoon. Just to recap this ball game, New Munich took a lead early in the ball game. A sacrifice fly by Hunter Rademacher scored Joe Stengler, and it was 1-0. Actually scored Logan Funk, and it was 1-0 New Munich. In the third inning. But then in the fourth inning, Spring Hill at the plate, and a big hit for Jamie Terrace after a walk to Eric Schoenberg. Jamie Terrace came to the plate and hit a two-run homer to left field, a no-doubter there for Jamie Terrace, making the score 2-1 at that point. And then the bottom of the fifth inning, Spring Hill comes back again. After a single to Regan Nelson, there was a sacrifice bunt by Brent Terrace. An error on the first baseman put Eric Terrace on the base paths. And then coming to the plate, Nathan Terrace, the number two hitter. Nathan, a three-run homer again to left field. And all of a sudden, it's 5-1 Spring Hill at that point. And, you know, that's a lot of runs to make up.
It is. 5-1 it was. And then they added an insurance run in the seventh here, the bottom of the seventh. So actually 6-1 now, and yeah, I think they dug themselves a hole here a little bit in New Munich. It's going to be a tough one to come out of.
It really is. So 6-1, we're entering the top of the eighth inning. New Munich will be batting as the Silver Streaks out. They're throwing right now. We'll see the Chargers. They're almost ready to take the field, and once they get on the field, we'll be ready to go again.
But we've seen different things happen in our life already. It's not a big, you know, five-run lead. Get a couple runs back here in the eighth, they do, you know, and everything can change a little bit.
Yep, let's set you up defensively for Spring Hill. As Jordan Welly will get the baseball, they are going to put, looks like Anthony Reverman will be over at first base. So just he and Jordan flip-flop spots, Reverman and Jordan Welly. At third base, Eric Schoenberg, yet at shortstop, it's Jamie Terrace at second base, Eric Terrace out in left field. It's Brent Terrace in center field. We have Owen Meyer out in right field, Regan Nelson behind the plate, Nathan Terrace, and it'll be Jordan Welly on the mound for the Spring Hill Chargers as he is in relief of Anthony Reverman. For New Munich, scheduled to hit here, it's Hunter Rademacher as he will bat for his fourth time today. He'll be followed by Will Funk and Nick Stengler. Jordan Welly taking his warm-up tosses right now. Again, earlier today, we had St. Martin defeating Richmond 5-1. So Richmond's season has ended. St. Martin will take on the winner of this game, Don, and let the listeners know just a little bit what's going on tonight over in Farming.
St. Martin is going to be traveling over to Farming tonight, and they will take, like Randy said, the winner of this game. So the winner of this game here will take on St. Martin tonight. The loser of that game will be eliminated. And then tomorrow, the winner of tonight's game will take on Farming, and the winner of that game will take on Lake Henry. The loser of tomorrow's game will take a number three seed.
Sure.
Then they'll be fighting for a 1-2 spot.
All right. Very good.
Fun who comes out of here.
And tonight, if you go to Farming, they are charging admission. It's $4 for adults, $1 for students. We're ready to go. Hunter Rademacher, left-handed hitting Hunter Rademacher in the batter's box. And the pitch is a strike called, and 0-1 from Jordan Welly.
So if you hear us saying that in a little bit of different tone, we always kind of warn each other up here in the press box.
You bet. Rademacher will take Lone away in the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. No one out here in the eighth inning for New Munich. The pitch to Rademacher, high and away, and the count 2-1. Yeah, the clouds still around. The skies are a little dark yet. And the count 3-1 as Welly's pitch is high.
So we'll probably be moving up the road to Farming. What is that, about 6-8 miles from here?
It is.
And they said it's plenty dry up there. They didn't get much rain at all.
There's a strike called to Hunter Rademacher in the count full at 3-2. Will Funk waiting on deck for New Munich. About an hour and a half delay. Rademacher will foul this one to the backstop, and the count stays full at 3-2. We started about an hour and 45 minutes late this afternoon because the morning session was pushed back. So we've had some rain delays, but we're just about to the point where we have two games in already today.
Right, absolutely.
The pitch is inside to Hunter Rademacher, and he walks leading off the eighth inning. Again, Spring Hill leading 6-1. 6-1 over the New Munich Silver Streaks. Here's Will Funk at the plate. Will 0-3 today.
So actually, the day is going to drag out fairly long for what we're going to have done here, because otherwise, say we'd have played a night session like we did the first week, and we'd have had our fourth game ready tonight.
You bet, yeah. And years back, we would have had our fifth game because we did play five games on a Saturday. Pitch is a strike call to Will Funk, and the count 1-1.
I kind of remember that when we had that fifth game, you and I both kind of looked at each other and go, what's next?
Yeah,
what are we going to say?
Do we get a house together?
Yeah, there you go.
We spent a lot of time together. yeah. The count 2-1 to Will Funk. Here's Welly's pitch. Funk rips it down the third baseline. That's a fair ball, and the Silver Streaks start the eighth with runners at first and second, and nobody out. Here comes Nick Stangler to the plate.
Said Randy, you get a couple guys on here. We get a blast here from somebody. We're right back in this ball game.
Yeah, that wind continues to blow from right to left. Pretty much the way the wind has been all day here. Every once in a while, we'll see it blow out to center. And looks like Anthony Reverman's going to be playing behind Will Funk over at first. Jordan Welly in relief of Reverman on the mound. His pitch, there's a strike and 0-1. Jordan Welly's done a lot of pitching for Spring Hill over the years. I think you can call him a veteran on this team already.
I would think so.
Here's the pitch to Stangler. That's outside. And the count, 1-1.
Put himself really positioned way out to the side of that rubber on that mound, so he's trying to get a little different angle here at the right-handed hitters.
The pitch, and Stangler rips it past Eric Schoenberg into left field, a base hit. Everybody moves up 90, and the Silver Streaks with the bases loaded, and all of a sudden the tying run comes to the plate with not quite. Yeah. That was 5-1. Now it's 6-1. That's
insurance
right.
Insurance runs looking bigger, Eddie.
You bet.
It?
Chad Funk comes to the plate with nobody out and the bases loaded. Chad so far today, 1-3.
Back in the windup now, Jordan is.
And the pitch. Funk takes a call strike and 0-1. You know, this we had commented both these umpires are very tall. And sometimes a tall umpire, their strike zone, their perception of the strike zone is different.
It is different.
Yes, it is. And that might have been the case there with Chad Funk. That pitch was a little up in the strike zone. Pitch is low for a ball and 1-1. Nobody out for New Munich in the eighth. Jordan Welly delivers, and Funk bloops this one to right field. That's going to drop in. For a base hit, it'll score one. It's now 6-2. And now we will have the tying run to the plate in Ty Reller. See if Gordy Barton is going to visit, and there comes Gordy out to the mound to talk to his infielders and team. All of a sudden, it becomes a serious issue here because there is nobody out.
There is nobody out, and base is juiced. Ah, Gordy's got a decision to make here.
Of course, Jordan Welly, that first batter, you're coming into the ball game, probably not totally loose, even though he was thrown in the bullpen. Walks the first man, and, well, that man has scored. The next three have base hits, and here you go, Ty Reller at the plate. A left-handed hitting Ty Reller is one for three. Ty with a base hit back in the fourth. Pitch to Reller, high for a ball, 1-0. Chargers looking for fly ball, ground ball, anything that'll get him an out. Pitch is a strike called, and 1-1 to Reller. One ball, one strike. This is an elimination game between Spring Hill and New Munich. Reller rips it to first, and Anthony Reverman has it roll up his sleeve, and everybody's safe on the air by the first baseman.
Well, things are unraveling here a little bit for the Chargers. Ground ball would have probably got him an out. I don't think he'd have got two on that one.
Right. Another run is scored. It's now 6-3. Air on Spring Hill. And Tanner Reelin to the plate. Bases loaded. Nobody out for New Munich. Jordan Welly's pitch. Strike called and 0-1. 0-1 the count. On deck, Logan Funk. Curveball. That's a called strike, too. And 0-2.
It's probably a pitch he might have to go to a little bit more.
Here's Welly's pitch. Another curveball. Reelin slaps it to the mound. Coming home as Welly. And Nathan Terrace has to go through his glove. One more run is scored, and the base is still loaded. So they had the force, and Nathan Terrace has it go right off his glove.
Wow.
And the second error of the inning. And one more run scored. It's a three-run inning, and it's 6-4. Still nobody out.
Jordan Welly's going, what do I got to do to get an out here? Huh?
Bringing left-handed hitting Logan Funk to the plate, and Logan takes a ball 1-0. So back-to-back errors by the Chargers. It's the pitch inside to Funk, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 6-4 our score here in the eighth. Jordan Welly working out of the windup. His pitch. There's a strike called and 2-1. Two on the count. Welly delivers. And Funk will take strike two and 2-2. The tying run out at second. Ty Reller is that tying run. Curveball. Ground ball to short. Jamie Terrace flips to second for one. The relay to first in time. They get two. Another run is scored. And it's 6-5 with the tying run at third.
Quick turn by Eric Terrace at second base here. Got him by a step yet at first base. Joe Stangler will come to the plate here as a number nine hitter in this lineup. And that's probably why they got him down here, right?
Yep, absolutely. So two outs.
That was a big double play.
Runner at third, 6-5. Stangler takes the pitch for a strike in 0-1. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Welly's pitch, curveball, low and outside in the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jordan Welly staring down to Nathan Terrace for a long time. And his curveball, Stangler lofts it to center. Owen Meyer coming in. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the eighth. But a big eighth it is as they score four runs in the inning on three hits. There were two errors and one man left on base. 7.5 innings. It's Spring Hill 6, New Munich 5. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa in Belgrade for all of your insurance needs.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
A productive top of the eighth inning for New Munich has made this ball game interesting, Don.
Yes, it has. I'll tell you what, that was a huge double play that they turned. With the tying run at third, we had a fly ball to the outfield. If they don't turn that double play, I think we have a tie ball game.
Yep, I totally believe that, too. Owen Meyer will lead it off for Spring Hill here in the bottom of the eighth inning. He'll be followed by designated hitter Jordan Orbeck and then Regan Nelson. Ty Reller, he's beginning his second inning of relief work. Ty came on a relief of Jim Toole to start the seventh inning. And the pitch to Meyer, a foul tip into the mitt of Joe Stengler, strike one.
And you look at what New Munich did there in the top of the eighth inning, scoring four runs. They get themselves all the way through that lineup and back to the top part of that lineup again.
Yes, you are correct. Pitch is low to Owen Meyer for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. A swing and a miss by Meyer, strike two. 1-2 the count.
It's a huge inning for Ty Reller here. Kind of throwing strikes.
Light mist falling yet. You can see it falling here at Richmond. As the pitch from Reller, a swing and a miss, and Owen Meyer out on strikes.
That was a good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Yes,
it
was. First strike, or second strike out for Ty Reller. That'll bring Jordan Orbeck to the plate. Jordan was kind of baffled with Jim Toole on the mound. He was 0-3 today. We'll see if he likes the Reller fastball. And the pitch to Jordan Orbeck. There's a strike and 0-1 to Orbeck. No balls, one strike. Ty Reller kicks and delivers. Curveball a little bit low and inside in the count 1-1.
Ty working quick out there on the mound.
Tanner Reeland at third, and Will Funk at second over, or Will Funk at short, Chad Funk at second, and at first it's Nolan Sand in left field. We have Hunter Rademacher, center field, Jacob Hinnenkamp on right field. It's Nick Stengler behind the plate, Joe Stengler, and Ty Reller delivers 2-1 to Jordan Orbeck, a swing, and a strike, and 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes.
Jordan wanted to add an insurance run on that swing.
2-2 the count. Reller ready, his pitch, and that's inside. It spins Jordan Orbeck away, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The Reller pitch, that's inside, ball four, and he loses Orbeck. That'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate. Regan 1-for-3 against Jim Toole today. Going to get a pinch runner for Jordan Orbeck. Gordy Barton looking at his bench.
We got somebody warming up. I think Eric Terrace was warming up. I'm not sure. Number 16 would be, is it Ben Welly?
Ben Welly running for Jordan Orbeck.
Batting right fielder number three, Keegan
Regan Nelson. Regan Nelson at the plate. And Welly running at first. First pitch, a strike to Regan. Ty Reller kicks, delivers, and that pitch a little bit high, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. And it's fouled back and out of play. The count at 1-2 to Regan Nelson. One out, one on for Spring Hill, bottom of the eighth inning. Our fan bases down the right field line have left. A number of tents set up. Regan Nelson drives this a long way to center field. Hinnenkamp, though, in the gap. That 365 gap makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Here's Brent Terrace, the number nine hitter. Terrace so far today, 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt. The lead by Welly over at first, and the pitch to Terrace, breaking ball. Ooh, strike.
Nice curve
that
ball.
Is a nice curveball, you bet.
You bet.
0-1 the count. Nolan Sand holding Welly at first. Reller just glances over there, and the pitch inside a ball, 1-1.
Well, the winner of this game will pack their things up and head down the road to Farming and take on St. Martin.
One ball, one strike. Ty Reller's pitch, ground ball to short. Will Funk will flip to Chad at second, and that will end the eighth for Spring Hill. No runs, no hits, no errors. We have one man left on base. We've got eight in our books. We head to the ninth. It's 6-5, Spring Hill with the lead over New Munich. We're back in a minute.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the ninth inning. It is 6-5, Spring Hill with the lead over New Munich. Here in the top of the ninth, it will be the top of the order. Jacob Hinnenkamp, Hunter Rademacher, and Will Funk going to face Eric Terrace, who's come on in relief. Regan Nelson goes to second base. Back to first goes Jordan Welly, and out in right field, it might be Anthony Reverman.
Yep. Over in right field now. So we have four moves here.
Again, after this game is over, everyone is asked to head to Farming because that's where our nightcap will be. About an hour, they said. Give yourself an hour after this game. As Hinnenkamp takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Hinnenkamp takes a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. That pitch bouncing up to the plate from Eric Terrace. And the count, two balls and a strike. Two on the count. Terrace's pitch. There's a strike and 2-2. Two-two the count. Well, the pitch to Hinnenkamp. Here's a line drive, base hit to left field. Jacob Hinnenkamp with his first hit today, a leadoff single. You kind of wonder, is Hunter Rademacher button here, Don?
I got a really good feeling about that. He might be.
And if he bunts, well, what do you do if you're Spring Hill? Do you pitch to Will Funk at that point? Will. Absolutely. Or you put him on?
I think you put him on.
But that would be the go-ahead run. They got decisions to make.
Work that double play.
Yeah, yep. Hunter Rademacher puts a good bunt down. Eric Terrace looked to second. And Eric, with the strong arm he's got, he decided to go to first and 1-3 on the putout.
Well, Nathan's looking at the dugout. I think he wants to put Will on, but I don't know what Gordy wants to do here.
Gordy has popped out of the dugout. And
it is a decision to make, isn't it?
He is going to consult with his infielders what they want to do in that situation. Jacob Hinnenkamp with the leadoff single on its second now. And Will Funk, well, Will is 1-for-4 today, but he had a single last inning when New Munich scored 4. He had a single off of Aaron Welly.
They are going to pitch to him.
So Nathan Terrace and Eric Terrace, they say a few more words to each other before Nathan heads back behind the plate. And Will Funk gets into the batter's box. Eric Terrace will work from the stretch and his pitch. There's a strike call to Will Funk and 0-1. On deck, Nick Stangler. 6-5, Spring Hill with the lead over New Munich here in the ninth. Curveball, that really doesn't break much for him, and the count at a ball and a strike. 1-1 the count. Pitch is low, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Nothing too good to pull here. Keep it away. Of course, he's a good hitter the other opposite direction also.
2-1 the count. Oh, and that's inside. It's going to hit Will Funk. Dead ball. I think that caught a little bit of the home plate umpire too. And so now runners at first and second and one out.
Will's going over there at first base. If you're going to put me on, just put me on. Don't hit me.
And Nick Stangler to the plate. Nick 1-for-3 today. The pitch low for a ball, 1-0. Chargers had a 6-1 lead before our rain delay. New Munich came back, scored 4 in the top of the eighth, and they're threatening in the ninth. Inside to Stangler and 2-0. Chad Funk waiting to hit on deck. Chargers, of course, they're looking for a double play ball or any way to get an out. Pitches high and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Three oh the count to Stangler and the pitch low, ball 4.
Wow.
The bases are loaded.
Well, there's no room for Chad here, is there?
No, and you're pretty much forcing Chad Funk to swing the bat, right?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, or you're allowing him to swing the bat. Allowing him because, yeah, like Don said, there's no room on the bases. That middle of the infield still back. They will give up a run if they can get an out or a double play here. Chad Funk on the day today, 2-for-4, and the pitch a strike, and 0-1 to Chad Funk. Jacob Hinnenkamp at third, Will Funk at second, Nick Stangler at first. One out, the base is loaded. Terrace's pitch. A ball low and 1-1 to Funk.
That's the veteran in Chad, though. You know, he just got done walking Stangler at first base, so he was taking a pitch all the way just to make him throw strikes.
Pitch is up over Chad's head, and the count, 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 with one out in the ninth. Eric Terrace delivers, and that pitch high, and now 3-1. Three balls, one strike.
Terrace, the wave and the holler going over there.
Ready? His pitch, and low, ball four. That's going to force in the tying run. We're tied at six here in the ninth. A base hit, a sacrifice, a hit batter, two consecutive walks. Left-handed hitting Tyreller to the plate. Six, six, our score. The pitch on the inside corner, a strike, and 0-1.
We have a charter bus that just pulled in. Is there another game?
I do not know. 0-1 the count. Reller drives it to left or right center field. That's going to clear the bases. Funk has scored. Stangler has scored. Here comes Chad Funk, and it's a four-run ninth inning for Neminick. They jump out in front by three. It's now 9-6.
I didn't know if I was that serious when I said, you know, anything can probably happen in this game yet, but I didn't expect this.
Wow. Tyreller helping his cause now. He's the pitcher of record as his team leads 9-6 here in the ninth, and at the plate, Tanner Reeland.
Strike two here on Tanner Reeland.
One out.
Oh, one strike. Sorry.
And the pitch, a ground ball too short. Jamie Terrace is going to go to third, and they put the tag on Tyreller as he tried to take third, and he's out. So Jamie Terrace goes to third, 6-5, two outs, and here's Logan Funk. The pitch from Eric Terrace is low for a ball, 1-0. So the Silver Streak scoring 8 runs in the last 2 innings, taking a 9-6 lead.
Unreal.
Terrace is pitching. Funk drives this long way to right center field. No one's going to get this one as it rolls up against the fence. Tanner Reeland's rounding third, and he's going to score. It's now 10-6 Silver Streaks. Another double. Here in the inning. Three hits in the inning, two walks, a hit batter, and Joe Stangler, the ninth man to bat for Neminick here in the ninth. Here's Eric Terrace's pitch to Stangler and a fly ball to left field. That's going to go out of play. And 0-1 to Stangler. More activity in the bullpen for Spring Hill down that far sideline. If that's Carter Cheetah, it might be. Pitch to Joe Stangler, a strike called, and now 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Oh, and two the count. Here's the pitch, curveball, just missing outside, and the count, 1-2. Will Funk, I don't know if he's grabbing a baseball or if he wanted to get loose, but I don't think he will. They're going to leave Tyreller in the bottom of the ninth inning.
I think that little fellow over there, I think he threw that in the park.
Oh, yeah.
Got a good arm if he did.
Two balls, two strikes. Stangler lofts this one to left center field. Brent Terrace getting to it, and Brent will make the catch. And that'll do it for New Munich in the ninth. But a big ninth inning for the Silver Streak, scoring four runs on three hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. We have played 8.5. It's New Munich 10 and Spring Hill 6. We're back in a minute on KASM. Excuse me.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you in Richmond as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning and a strange turn of events. It was 6-1 Spring Hill in the top of the eighth inning, and now it's 10-6 New Munich in the bottom of the ninth.
Nine unanswered.
Here's Eric Terrace at the plate. He is the leadoff man for Spring Hill, facing Ty Reller in the first pitch, too. Eric Terrace is a ball, 1-0. Pitch is low and away, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Ty Reller toes the rubber, and his pitch is high, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. St. Martin is waiting for the winner in Farming. There's a strike called and 3-1.
Boy, Ty is really working quick out there.
3-1 the count. Reller's pitch, high ball 4. A leadoff walk to Eric Terrace, and here comes Nathan Terrace. Nathan so far today, 2-for-4. 3 RBIs. He had a 3-run homer in the fifth. More games scheduled for Richmond tomorrow at 11 and 1:30. We'll be here for that coverage. Nathan Terrace moves up in the batter's box in the pitch two. Him is a strike called, 0-1. Sand holding the base runner, Eric Terrace. The pitch two, Nathan, is a called strike two and 0-2.
Good mix of pitches there by Ty Reller. Fastball, curveball. Got him guessing now here, I think.
0-2. Reller comes home. That's a curveball in the dirt. Nice scoop by Joe Stangler. And the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Reller's pitch and a swing and a miss. Terrace is out on strikes. Big strikeout for Ty Reller. That'll bring Eric Schoenberg, left-handed hitting Eric Schoenberg, to the plate.
The third baseman, number 20, Eric Schoenberg.
Eric so far today, 1-for-3 with a walk. And the pitch is a strike to Eric and 0-1. Balls, one strike. Ty Reller's pitch. And Schoenberg will take inside and 1-1. One ball, one strike. And Eric Schoenberg One hopper to Will Funk. He'll flip to Chad at second. They get the lead runner. And two outs. 6-4 on the force.
And an underhand flip over to Chad here from Will. I think he was basically just trying to get that first out because they had Eric Schoenberg going down the line from the left side, so he's getting down there pretty quick. So you want to get that out.
Two outs, one on. 10-6, New Munich over Spring Hill. And the pitch to Jamie Terrace is inside and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Tyreller delivers. Jamie a fly ball to center field. Jacob Hinnenkamp going back by the 350 sign, and it's gone. Jamie Terrace has just hit a home run to center field.
Wow.
It's a two-run game at 10-8. Oh, my.
He didn't throw that in, so he didn't get it. So I thought he maybe had
it. Yeah, Jacob hit the fence with his head, and it goes over. You can see him kind of rubbing his head a little bit. And all of a sudden, a two-run ball game here in the ninth.
That one had a little help, didn't it?
Jamie Terrace, 3-for-4 today, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. Scoring in front of him, Eric Schoenberg. And here's Anthony Reverman. Anthony bloops this one down the left field line. It's foul. And he's down in the count, 0-1.
Jamie's just kept carrying and carrying.
It
and
did.
I thought Hinnenkamp had it. And he just kept going back, drifting back. All of a sudden, I think he backed into the wall.
Here's the pitch to Reverman, and he'll foul this off, and it's 0-2 to Anthony. On deck, Owen Meyer.
She ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet, no. Reverman back in the box. And Reller's pitch. Anthony pops this one up down the right field line, giving chase to Sand. And, oh, that was just foul by maybe foot to 18 inches or so.
The wind kept bringing that back.
That's exactly
play.
What
yes,
I was thinking. The wind
yes.
was pushing it.
As you can see by the flags, that was going to bring that back into fair territory if that was up a little higher.
So Reverman back to home plate. Just a long strike for Anthony, and the count's still at 0-2. Reverman collecting his thoughts as he'll step back into the box. 0-2. Ty Reller on the mound. Has the sign from Joe Stengler. And his pitch, and just staying alive is Reverman as he fouls it at the plate. 0-2 yet. 10-8 here in the bottom of the ninth. Reller ready. And Ty kicks and delivers. Here's a ground ball. Tanner Reeland dives, bobbles it, throws to, or actually it goes to Will Funk, and Will Funk able to throw it to first. 5-6-3 on the putout. That'll do it for this Spring Hill Chargers team as they lose tonight 10-8 to New Munich. New Munich on to Farming to take on St. Martin in our nightcap for an opportunity to go to the state tournament. In the ninth, 2 runs on 1 hit. There was no errors. And no one left on base. We have a final score this afternoon, 10-8, New Munich over Spring Hill. We will be back in 1 minute. Back in a minute.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Farmers, Hecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Back at Richmond, where our second game of the day has gone final after a couple rain delays to begin the day and one in the middle of this game. But, Don, this ball game had just total different emotions going on throughout this whole game, all right?
Totally different outcome than I thought it was going to end up after the rain delay with a 6-1 lead. That's Spring Hill had a 6-1 lead. New Munich comes back, gets 4 in top of the 8th. They get 5 in the top of the 9th. Spring Hill comes back with 2 more in the bottom of the 9th. And New Munich comes from behind, wins 10-8.
Line scores here.
For New Munich, 10 runs on 9 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 7 on base. For Spring Hill, 8 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, and they left 5 on base. So your final today, 10-8. New Munich, and they will be heading to Farming to take on St. Martin.
And so the win goes to Ty Reller, who comes on in relief. He'll get the win for New Munich. The loss will go to Eric Terrace as he comes on in the ninth inning. He does take the loss, those 5 runs scored on him.
Correct.
In the ninth inning. So, Don, we're on to Farming. They've told us 8 o'clock start time in Farming. It'll be St. Martin and New Munich. The Silver Streaks got to pack everything up, as do we. And we'll head over there to Farming, and that'll be a fun game because it's going to be
do or die.
And you kind of wonder, is New Munich going to stay with Ty Reller on the mound? Or
who knows?
Who do they have? Well, they've got Will Funk yet, but that changes their defense a lot.
Nick Stangler, I think.
Nick Stangler could throw. Are correct, yes. And so we will be in Farming here at about 8 o'clock. We want to thank our sponsors, the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Peps Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Scooters Trucking in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich, Sock Center, Long Prairie, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, Shady's Bar and Grill over in New Munich, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Meyer Grove Co-op, and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, New Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. We pack the bags. We load them up. Here we come, Farming, Schlaper Brothers Field in an hour. Scott Stevens will let you do your thing back at the radio station. Earlier today, St. Martin over Richmond 5-1, and just completed, it was New Munich 10 and Spring Hill 8. You've been listening to baseball on KASM. For my partner, Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. We'll talk in an hour. Scott, it's all yours.
Thanks, Randy and Don. Can't wait for the next game to start where I'll get to sit here for another 3 hours after I'm supposed to already be gone. Just a little joke there. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a little break. We'll have your rosary coming up after this.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Check-On, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Rosary tonight is for Pope Francis and bishops to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary for peace and good weather and for all souls.
We, the priests and seminarians of the Diocese of St. Cloud, would like to offer this rosary for your intention. We ask you to join us in prayer for an increase in the number of young men and women to dedicate their life to God as a priest or religious.
Ave Maria. Gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta.